Vishnusahasranama 196. The Padmanabha.
Padmanabha.
You should have a sheet there.
Yeah,
yeah,
sure.
It's
on the kitchen table.
Yeah. You've got it there, I'm pretty sure.
50
yeah, yeah, okay. One more on 196, Padmanabha. Nabha means like the navel. So the one whose navel is like a lotus. So also Nabha means this is what is the center of something, like the center of an axle, you know? But here it literally means navel, so the one whose navel is a lotus. So the one who shines in the center of the lotus of the heart. So that's Shankara. So let's look at the bhasha on it. Padmam Eva.
Padmam Eva.
Suvartula.
Suvartula.
Nabihi.
Nabihi.
Asya iti.
Asya iti.
See the sandhi? Asya iti. Asya iti. So Padmam is lotus. Eva, like a lotus. Okay, Eva. Suvartula Nabihi. So Nabihi means navel or center. So he says Suvartula. Suvartula is like the center of something, like say if there's an axle rotating and at the end of the axle is a knob, that knob is rotating without really moving anywhere. So that means that which is central to everything is. So for whom the nabihi, the navel, which Suvartula, is, which is central to everything, is like a lotus. Asya, for him, right? So for him, the navel, which is the center, is like a lotus. That's how he breaks Padmanabhi. And then he says, Hridaya Padmasya Nabhau. Hridaya, repeat.
Hridaya
Padmasya,
Padmasya
Nabhau.
Nabhau.
Madhye.
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 Prakasha. Prakasha Manatwat.
Prakasha
Manatwad. Padmanabha.
Padmanabha.
So this is adding more. So he says, for the lotus of the heart, Hridaya is heart, Padma is lotus, Sya is genitive. So Nabha, in the center of the lotus of the heart, right? Nabha means Madhye. Here Nabha is navel or center. So then he says Madhye. So that means in the middle. In the middle of the lotus of the heart, or the lotus which is like the heart, or the heart which is like the lotus. In English, you're just in the middle of the lotus of the heart, you immediately, automatically make that type of metaphorical shift. Then, prakashamanatva, because of shining. It's a present participle. Because of shining in the middle of the lotus of the heart, okay, va or, he is called Padmanabha. Because the one who is shining there in the middle of the lotus of the heart, he is called Padmanabha. Means the navel or the center of the lotus, which is the lotus of the heart. Everybody see it? Mm-hmm.
So we experience that, right? Mm-hmm.
We do. Yeah. All the time. It's the Swamiji has at the bottom of the page of this page 128, which I am. Sarvasya, it's from the Gita. Sarvasya, for everyone. Cha aham, I am Sarvasya for everyone. Hridi sannivishtaha, abiding in the heart. Sarvasya cha aham. Hridi, in the heart, sannivishta, I'm abiding there in the heart of everyone. So he just refers to that. It's probably in Shankara's commentary.
Okay. You know, the people say, or I've heard, that the meaning of the word Ramana is that which resides as the heart of all being.
Yeah, but also it comes from the root Ram, which means to revel, as a very ananda. Nice, Ramana. The one who is reveling the ananda of the self. Yeah. So, prajapatihi.
Prajapatihi.
Prajanam.
Prajanam.
Patihi.
Patihi.
Pita prajapatihi.
Pita prajapatihi.
So praja means people, progeny. It also means the people in general. So pati means the Lord, and also means father. Patihi. So here he takes it, prajanam patihi, the pati of all beings, all those who have come into creation. So the Lord of all beings, pati means pita, from pitra, the father. I am the father, I have the one, the originator, the one from whom all beings come. So I'm the Lord of all beings, and I'm the father of all beings, the one from whom all beings has come. That's praja patihi. So see, prajanam is in the genitive plural, patihi is nominative, and he defines patihi as pita. So patihi means, you know, the father, the husband, you know, the Lord. Pita means father. So prajanam patihi means prajanam pita. That's praja patihi. Okay? The father of all beings. Swami gives a little quote, probably from Shankar. Prakarshene jayante iti prajaha. Jayante means to be born. Prakarshene means to be born very well. Well done, okay? Iti prajaha. Because those have all been born, have all been manifest from Yudhishthira. So Swami says, those who are well born, born according to the law of karma, are prajas. He is the pati, the father of all the prajas, including Brahmaji, and also as the one who gives the results for the actions. He is Prajapati. So Brahman plus the Maya Upadhi is Ishwara. And Ishwara, when Ishwara comes into manifestation, the act of coming into manifestation we call Brahmaji. The sustaining is Vishnu. The resolution is Shiva or Rudra. Just different names for Ishwara depending upon the action that's being done. Let's do another one. Amrityuhu.
Amrityuhu.
Mrityuhu.
Mrityuhu.
Vinashaha.
Vinashaha.
Tad hetuhu.
Tad hetuhu.
See that, Sandy? Tad hetuhu. That da is a ha. It's an aspiration. So if I break this, Sandy, it's from tad hetuhu is tad hetuhu. Okay. Va asya.
Vāna-pasya
navidyate
iti
amrityuhu.
Iti amrityuhu.
So that says vidyata, that A drops because of the sandhi, followed by the E. So vidyate becomes vidyata iti amrityuhu. Amrityuhu generally just means one, mrityu is death, amrityuhu, free of death. Okay? One who is free of death. But in the Bhāṣa, he takes it a little further, mrityuhu. Vinashaha means destruction or death. Tad hetuhu va, or the hetu of that destruction. So I am, for me, both the destruction or the death and the cause of death, asya navidyate. For him, they are not there. Navidyate, there is no, for him, navidyate, there, the asya for him, Navidyate, there is no, because negative, there is no vinasha, there's no death, nor that va, any cause for death. So Swamiji is the one who has no death or cause of death. He's free from death, he's free from the cause of death, he's also free from being the cause of death. You know, because free of time. You're free of time, you yourself don't die, nor can you make anybody else die. You're not born, you can't make anybody else be born either, as the Atma, as the Self. You're free from birth and death. Everyone see? See, Swamiji says, but Atma, being formless and attribute-free, and also not being bound by time, is not subject to any modification or change. Further, it has neither karma, nor karmapala. Ishwara, as the Atma, is amrityu because he is not subject to time or the causes of death. These are nice little commentaries for you to study.
when we experience the Atma, that experience is not bound by time, it's not in time. I mean, when you do experience yourself.
You don't experience, the experience of yourself is a changeless, timeless experience. That's why we're careful always not to really use the word experience, even though you're self-evident.
Yeah.
There's never a time when your being is not self-evident. It doesn't require the mind for this self-experience.
So the self-evident is free of time, and that's what you sense. Is that right?
If that's what you are, so if you say you sense it, you just make sure that you don't think there's somebody sensing it. It is, you are your own experience. And so you don't need your mind to experience yourself. Yourself is self-evident. That's when you were asking this the other day, yesterday or something. You don't require a pramana. You asked me, what is the difference between being self-evident
and
self-shining? When we say, you know, self-swatha-siddha is self-evident, swaprakashapa is self-shining. It's self-evident because it's self-shining. What self-evident means, technically, is that no pramana or no means of knowledge is necessary to illuminate, because it is its own, it's self-evident. It doesn't require the universe, even, for it to shine, to be known. But it's not known in a subject-object way, it's known because it's self-shining.
Wow.
So that's the technical.
Wow.
Let's do one more. Sarvadrik.
Sarvadrik.
Sarvapraninam.
Sarvapraninam.
I said that wrong. Sarvapraninam.
Sarvapraninam.
Kritakritam.
Kritakritam.
Pashyati.
Pashyati.
Swabhavikena.
Swabhavikena.
Bodhena.
Bodhena.
Iti sarvadrik.
Iti sarvadrik.
Sarva means all. Drik, the one who sees everything. Sarvadrik. Swamiji says the one who sees everything. Sarva is the everything or all. Drik means a seer. The one who is the seer of everything. So he says, Sarva prani nam, for all pranis, for all living beings, okay? Krita akritam, that which is done and that which has been done, krita and akritam, that which hasn't been done. So what has been done and what has not been done. It's a dwanda compound, krita and akrita, that which has been done, krita, and that which hasn't been done. Pashyati, he sees. He sees what has been done and what has not been done by all beings. For all beings, he sees what they've done and what they haven't done. Okay? How does he see? Swabhavikena bodhena. By knowledge, which is what his own swabhava, means he doesn't need any sense organs or a mind and the pramanas to be able to see. Is very swarupa, as the Ishwara swarupa itself is a manifestation of infinite knowledge. So if you think about it, if you have an imagination, or if I ask you to think of a beautiful meadow or seascape or something, that vritti comes to your mind and it is known because it's there. It's a swabhava of the vritti. Right? So the whole knowledge is contained just in that vritti. So when you think of the Ishwara Upadhi as a manifestation of infinite knowledge, as that manifestation is there, it is known. Because the sattva, rajas, and tamas, the sattva pervades the entire vritti, and so the entire infinite vritti, the infinite maya upadhi, by its very nature, is known. So no other act of knowing has to come in. So usually if we think of the Lord, if we anthropomorphize the Lord, then we think of the man in heaven, like my mom would say, up in the clouds with wings, looking down on us. Yeah. So then she would laugh and say, isn't that ridiculous? But that's how I think across the bridge. But then you think of the God looking, directing, you know, I'll look here and then I'll look here. Just check everybody out one by one. You know, that's using sense organs and needing to have a particular type of vritti. But what about when the whole infinite upadhi itself is known? Because that's the nature of the upadhi, the maya upadhi. That's swabhavika bodha. The knowledge itself is natural to the upadhi. No other activity needs to take place for something to be known. Yeah? Is there a prayer? swasti prachabhya paripalayantam nyayena margena mahim mahishah go brahmane vyashubhamastu nityam loka samasta sukhino bhavantu kale varshatu parjanyah prithivi sasya shalini desho yam shobharahitah ramana santu nirbhayah om sarve bhavantu sukhinah sarve santu niramayah sarve bhadrani pashyantu ma kaschit dukha bhag bhavet asato ma sadgamaya tamaso ma jyotirgamaya mrityo ma amritam gamaya om purnamadah purnamidam purnat purnamudakshyate purnasya purnamadaya purnamevavashishyate om shanti 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 hari om